Hi, it's Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You Channel podcast. We are a Whosoever Will podcast and channel. Why? Because God is a Whosoever Will God. Hopping right into it today with 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what is being said there. God is love, agape, the highest form of love. It's love perfected. And despite all of our sin, all of our sinfulness, all of our being seriously in need of healing, the chronic affliction of humanity, despite everything that we have done, God gave his life when we were not worthy of living. Then he says to us, when you love one another the way that I have loved you, you are manifesting me. And we like to talk about manifestation, and we like to talk about things, you know, visualization, affirmation, and all of those things are fantastic. But at the end of the day, what we need to be manifesting is love. What we need to be manifesting. This does not mean that God can be manifested, like we can create God. So please don't ever think that. That is probably the no. He's saying, because I am love, when you walk in agape toward one another, the only source of agape is me. That's what the Lord is telling us. The only source of agape, unconditional love, perfected love, it doesn't mean unconditional condoning and unconditional agreement. It means unconditional love, loving one another the way that we should. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength and your neighbor as yourself. That love. When we are loving God and then we love one another, we are literally manifesting God in that situation. We are inviting him to show us himself. Since he is the source of agape, when we demonstrate agape, God has made himself present through us. I need you to think about that. I'm not going to try to explain it to you. It comes out of faith. It comes out of believing that God is love. He is light. And not just love for some people who want to believe that they're the only beneficiaries. He's love for whosoever will. He's love for all of us, whether we believe or not. And he says, this is why he tells us, stop doing things to each other that don't bring love, that don't bring edification, that don't bring life. Because you think you are excluding yourself out of that situation, that you're excluding them, but really you're excluding yourself. Because of the interdependency with which I have created you. You cannot escape being human, and therefore you cannot exclude other humans by your standards, because I created them according to my standards. And that standard is love and light and life. And so we all have to take a long, hard look at who? Ourselves. You have to take a long, hard look at who? Your own self. I have to take a long, hard look at who? My own self. Springboard out of cursing into blessing. Blessing is where the life is. Love and life are synonymous. Perfected love is the same as life. So that's why he says, when you give to someone, when you give to the poor, you're manifesting me, because you are using, I am able to use you as a distribution center to make sure everyone has at least what they need. Need, not want. When you walk in agape, you are fulfilling the law of God. When we walk in agape toward one another, we are fulfilling the law of God with the understanding that it's only possible in the name of Jesus and by the power of Holy Spirit. We love. Why? Because he first loved. My name is Michelle. I agape you. I bless you. I desire for you to know the Lord in the fullness of his power and glory with respect to who you are, understanding that all of us are human, understanding that we all have the same, we have most things in common concerning ourselves. I'm not talking about, I'm not even external yet. We are created the same way, by and large. But we have about 20, I would say 15, no more than 20% of us that makes us unique. We choose to major on difference. God says, I made you different, but mostly I made you all the same because I need you to understand your sameness and the way that you work together with the uniquenesses in order to overcome challenges in your lives. In the meantime, he says, I am love. So if you need me, if you want me, I'm here. But I've already done all of this for you. All you have to do is follow me. I've already given you the instruction. I made the test. While you're taking the test, yes, I've made the test, and I have you taking the test, but guess what? I'm also giving you the answers as we go. So I desire that you would come to know the Lord in a very real, very practical way, and yet understand that you're walking in two places at least. You're walking in the spiritual realm and the, just as Christ did, and the natural realm simultaneously. So we have the ability by the Spirit of God to touch heaven and earth, depending on the choices that we make to humble ourselves, seek the Lord, turn from our wicked ways, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Living epistles, living, alive epistles, alive sacrifices. I bless you. I agape you. I trust the Lord to do with you and for you all that he promised to do. My name is Michelle. I'll see you next time on Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit U Channel podcast. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.